6:55 on the Matt Allen Show on WPRO 99.7 FM. And every Wednesday at this time, we talk to one of the contributors to the number one political blog in southern New England, AnchorRising.com. Andrew Morse is one of those contributors. Mr. Morse, how are you, sir?
Very good. I survived the storm, got through some puddles, only took me about 90 minutes to get home.
90 minutes? How far of a commute do you usually have?
Yeah, basically I had to get over the Washington Bridge while things were pretty well backed up.
Oof. Today, so. Have you ever seen a sky like that?
I haven't seen. I was, like you said, I was surprised how dark it got so quickly there. And those were some pretty bright lightning strikes you could see directly coming down from the sky.
It was it's interesting. We have the two, of course, lightning rods in the back of the building here, the two WPRO towers. And they get whacked constantly. But it was a crazy show to watch. So, but I have a feeling that the blog will not contain anything about the weather, will it?
No, we don't react quite that quickly there. So.
What's your post about today, or one of your posts?
Well, one of the many subjects we're discussing at Anchor Rising this week is the subject of health care reform. Because mm-hmm. if you look at basically any major presidential candidate, or you listen to them talk about health care reform, one of the programs that they will bring up is talking about the need to improve preventative care.
Mm-hmm.
And Froma Harrop had an interesting and thought-provoking column in the Projo this Sunday, okay. where she said, you know, preventative care is nice in the abstract, but it will probably do a lot to actually increase the costs of health care. So we take a look at that that argument and see if it, where it does and where it maybe
now,
doesn't make
how,
so much sense.
What is her rationale? How is preventative care going to lead to more costs later on?
Basically, she's saying that if you have more people living longer into, you know, old age or advanced age, or mm-hmm. I don't know what the politically correct term for that is these days, is that you'll have more people using the healthcare system, and that creates more demand, and that will drive prices up. But that argument kind of assumes that we have this kind of crazy healthcare cost inflation for the past few, maybe a decade or so,
mm-hmm.
where healthcare inflation is much greater than the inflation in the rest of the economy.
And why is that? Uncompensated care?
I would say it's because of a lot of strange government interventions. And we have an interesting link to an article on Anchor Rising where it describes, for instance, where if you get a certain type of oxygen dispenser, you can buy it for about $600 on the open market. But because of the rules and the regulations that that Medicare has,
mm-hmm.
you have to rent it, and it ends up costing thousands of dollars to do it that way.
Really?
Yes. And there's a whole bunch of, and then there's also other sets of regulations that do things, for instance, tying your health care to your employment or not letting you buy it across state lines.
Mm-hmm.
And so it creates all these market distortions that end up driving the price up. And maybe if you removed a few of those, you could get the healthcare inflation down to the normal rate of inflation. And if you can't get the rate of healthcare inflation down to the rate of inflation in the rest of the economy, you're dead. There's nothing you can do ever because you're just saying that the prices are always going to get higher and higher,
so
and
you mean
you're always going to have to be able to buy less and less with the dollars that you have, and things always get worse, and then we head to a worse apocalypse than the thunderstorm we had this afternoon.
So you mean to tell me that government intrusion is the cause of people's misery out there?
Yeah, it's possible. And it's interesting that you have the government that's kind of come in and halfway messed up the system.
Yeah.
And so you have people on one side saying, well, let's go the full way and have them mess it up completely. And then you have another side where they're saying, let's take out some of that intrusion there and things work a little bit better if we let the markets function naturally.
Huh. All right. Well, everybody, check out the post. Andrew, thank you very much.
No, thank you. Always good to be here.
Appreciate it. Andrew Morse, AnchorRising.com. Check it out. The best political blog, in my opinion, since blogs began, especially here in southern New England. AnchorRising.com. All right. When we come back, I got some interesting stories I want to share with you. I'm thinking that we need to rename SocialOcean. The name just reeks rest stop to me. Maybe that'll improve its image. That's next on the Matt Allen Show on WPRO 99.7 FM.